So did you think about Shai's question?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in terms of the question, right? The question was why it's true that the guy can't have the ksiva, he can't have the lishma betzem ha'maisav, why can't it be supplied through the purpose? It's laid out by the Yisrael. Right? Okay. So the answer to the question is really right. Now it's like I'll give you an example. Like let's say by a mitzvah. So a asiyas ha-mitzvah. So you have the asiyah of the mitzvah itself, right? That's the actual maisa ha-mitzvah. Okay? But then you can also say like let's say the halacha of osek b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. So it doesn't just encompass the asiyah itself, it'll encompass certain hechsherim, right? Like for instance, if a person is traveling to learn, right? He's going to do a mitzvah, so he's considered osek b'mitzvah, right? Why? Because that's even though it's just traveling on the derech. Right, but the purpose of it is what defines it as an activity of mitzvah. So some things can be an activity of mitzvah because the purpose is defining them, and some things are an activity of mitzvah because they are the actual kiyama mitzvah. Right? But those are completely two different ideas. In other words, one you could say is intrinsically a maisa ha-mitzvah, and the other one is just externally is qualified that way, right? It's just accidentally, you might call it. One is essentially a maisa mitzvah, and the other one you could say is accidentally, just the mikra, it's a maisa mitzvah. Because walking is not intrinsically, is not essentially a maisa mitzvah. All right, maybe a lichal regel is different. But walking in general is not a maisa mitzvah. So it's just b'mikra. It's just that it happens to be because of what it's dedicated to or in service of that it has the quality of mitzvah. But those are two different ideas. One is essentially a maisa mitzvah and one is accidentally. So in other words, so that's really the chilik that the Reb Chaim is basing himself on. That same chilik is what's going on over here. He's saying that the asiyas sefer Torah, the ksiva of the sefer Torah, is really the essential maisa. That's the essential maisa. The ksiva is the essential maisa. That's the etzema maisa. That's what he means. That is the essential maisa. That produces the entity of the sefer Torah. Okay, that's like the asiyas ha-mitzvah itself. Right? Okay. So the asiyas, the kedusha sefer Torah comes about only through the asiyas sefer Torah, the essential maisa of a sefer, just like the kiyama mitzvah, just like the asiyas a mitzvah can only come about through the essential maisa of the mitzvah, so too the entity of the sefer Torah can only come about through the etzem a maisa of sefer Torah. That is ksiva. Okay? So really your question is, why can't I turn? What's the difference between an accidental maisa? What's the difference between an accidental asiyah and an essential asiyah? Right. So that's what we're saying. You can never turn an accidental asiyah into an essential asiyah. That's impossible. You can turn a maisa with kavana. You can say this general maisa of halicha, of traveling, now has the character of mitzvah. But that's b'mikra. That has the character of mitzvah. But you can never turn it into a kiyama mitzvah. Right? That's not possible. That's changing the very quality. That's changing the very nature of the maisa. Okay? And by Sefer Torah, you have the similar thing. You have some maisios. So one maisa is really a generic maisa. That's the ibud. But then it gets its shame of asiyah sefer Torah b'mikra, because of what you're using it for, right? Whereas the ksiva is be'etzem a maisa sefer Torah. That's where, like he says in the beginning, That's Bohu din Nigmar v'chal kol din v'shem Sefer Torah. That's like the Maisa of Natilas Lulav itself. That's like the Maisa of Talmud Torah itself. That is where the whole shame devolves from. That's an essential Maisa. So if the guy does not have the essential Maisa, right, then he cannot make the thing. He cannot make the thing. Making it a Maisa b'mikra by definition means that it's the Maisa that's not making the thing. You understand? Definitively, it's a contradiction. Because when you say it is the Maisa b'mikra, right, that means it's not really the Maisa of the thing. Why is walking to a shir considered osik b'mitzvah? Right, like the Gemara says in Sukkah, right? They're traveling to go to the shir, so they're putter from Sukkah. Or they're traveling from Pidgin Shvuyim, they're putter from Sukkah. Right? Why is that? That's because that is not a Maisa mitzvah in its own right, but it's since it's in the service of mitzvah, it's osik b'mitzvah. Right? But it's only accidentally a Maisa a mitzvah. So to hear, the Ibud is only accidentally a Maisa asiya sefer Torah. But the definition of a Maisa be'etzem means it's the thing that makes, it is the thing that creates it. So if you're going to say that if the guy can't have the Maisa be'etzem, give him the Maisa be'mikra, that won't make a Sefer Torah. That still won't make a Sefer Torah. Because by definition, the Maisa be'mikra means it's not the Maisa of the thing itself. It's a generic Maisa that's just for that purpose. So now all you'd have is a Ksiva that is not Ksiva Sefer Torah for the purpose of Sefer Torah, but that would be nothing. What would a Ksiva Sefer Torah that doesn't produce a Sefer Torah for the purpose of Sefer Torah be? It would be nothing. Yeah, because it's a different kind of Lishma, but we've got to stop the word with Lishma so much. It's a different kind of a Maisa. That's really what it is. It's a different kind of a Maisa. The Lishma of the Ibud means because it's a Maisa b'mikra. It's not essentially creating the Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's not really making a Sefer Torah. Right? It's providing something that the groundwork for the Maisa that will make the Sefer Torah. That's what he means. One is a Maisa b'hechsher. Means it doesn't produce. That's what he says in the beginning also. That's that first opening paragraph. That's where he planted the seeds. And everything is growing out of that. So he packed it in. Because that's what he says. He says, because the ksiva kevan shebohu din nigmar v'chal kol din v'shem sefer Torah. Right? Kevan de maisa ksiva hi ba'atzmusa etzem maisa hastam. Al kein chayel bo kedusha stam memela. So why is it considered the asiyah sefer Torah memela b'stam? Because it is the thing that makes the entity that is the Sefer Torah, that has the description of the Sefer Torah. And when you do that Maisa, that's what creates the Kedusha. Okay? But if you can't do that Maisa, but the Ibud is not the Maisa that makes the essence of the Sefer Torah. It just makes Klaf. Klaf is not the Sefer Torah. So then it can't be the Maisa itself. It can only be a heksha for the Maisa. It can only have the shame asiya sefer Torah because of its purpose. So now if the guy is not capable of the etzem ha-maisa, then having him do ksiva is not going to help even with Yisrael Omer Agabov. Because the kavana of the Jew by the Ibud doesn't make it an etzem ha-maisa of asiya sefer Torah. Nothing can make it an etzem ha-maisa of asiya sefer Torah. Right, and since he doesn't have that etzem ha'maisa asiyah sefer Torah, he just can't make he cannot make the Torah. It's like trying to do the thing without having the essential component. So say make it a heksha, but a heksha means that you're not making the Torah with the maisa. That's what a heksha means. Heksha means I'm not making the Torah with the maisa, but it's considered part of the process. So if the guy's ksiva was just considered the lishma of like ibud, then you wouldn't have a sefer Torah. Right. Because it can't be a heksher and make the thing at the same time. That's a contradictory idea. It's either a heksher or it makes the thing. It can't be either or. Right? You hear what I'm saying, Shai? It's a logical mistake to try to make the essence of the Maisa. You can't switch around a Maisa that's an essence and a Maisa that's a heksher. Because definitively they're different. A Maisa that's an essence is the Maisa that makes the thing. A maisa that's a heksher definitively is not making the thing. Because if it made the thing, it wouldn't be a heksher. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's an interesting question that we didn't really focus on, is why is it that only the Jew can write the Sefer Torah? Only the Jew can produce the Sefer Torah. Right? It's mashma from him, it has to do with the Kedusha. With Kedusha. That only one who has Kedusha Yisrael can do a Maisa of Kedusha. A Maisa of Kedusha. Be'etzem a Maisa. Only he has the... Only his Maisa can have the... See, the Iba doesn't really produce the Kedusha. It's not a problem. Alright, good mashal. I have a mashal. Mashal would be like this. Let's take a judge. Okay, what is the role of a judge? Let's say a secular judge. What does a judge do? A judge does justice. He orders justice. Right? Okay. Now, there are a lot of technical things that have to take place for justice to be served. It has to be, right? So the judge has to they have to set the dates, they have to do a lot of things. So the judge has a clerk. The clerk does all these things, right? He takes care of all these secretarial functions. Now he's doing it for the purpose of justice that the judge sets him in motion to, right? So that's considered a mice of the court. It's considered the mice of the court, right? Even though the judge is not doing it, okay? But when it comes to giving the decision, that's something only the judge can do. You understand? That's impossible for anybody else to do. You understand? The things that are just in service of, are just technical things, right? A heksher for the actual decision, then he can have someone else do, and it will be for the purpose of justice. But only the judge, only the one in that position, only his decision, anybody can sit and hear the case and make a decision, but it won't have the shame of justice. Right? It won't have the shame of a decision. It'll be a decision that some guy made, but it won't have the stamp of law. You understand? Only the judge can do that, and he can't tell somebody else to do it for him. It's not possible. It's not possible. Because the other person doesn't have the Etzem HaMaisa. He just doesn't have the capability of that Etzem HaMaisa. It's not the Etzem HaMaisa unless it comes from the judge. So he can't hand that off. But a heksha for the justice, the heksha for it, there's no problem. Because you don't need it's not producing the shame. As long as it's not producing the shame, then it only has to be in the purpose. But the thing that produces the actual shame of the decision, the binding final decision, only the Gavra of justice himself can do it. You understand? Not possible to hand that off. So the Kedusha Sefer Torah needs a Gavra. The reason why I like the example is because in terms of the Maisa, anyone can make a decision. You can't say only a judge can make a decision. Two people can go, hear their case. I'm not talking about... Don't ask me about the arbitration. So the two people can go and hear their case and plead their case to a third guy. He could be a brilliant guy. He could be smarter than the smartest judge. But his decision will not be a decision. Oh, but he did everything. It's exactly the same. Yeah, it's true. But a decision is more than just a physical. Is more than just a physical. Yeah, it has the stamp of. It's a process of justice. It's part of a process of justice. The other guy can make a decision, but he can't make justice. He can't do the process of justice. You have to be, so to speak, robed in the cloak of justice for your maisa of a decision to have that quality. So too, if you're a guy can write the words of the Sefer Torah, but only Yisrael can have the process and the maisa of Asiyas Sefer Torah. He can just write the. He can mimic the words. But he can't have that quality in his Maisa without the Kedushas Yisrael. Okay? But a Heksher, that's possible. There's a difference between the Heksher and the Maisa itself. The Etzem HaMaisa, you can never keep pushing it away. That's just like one of those logical things. You just keep trying to push it. You're just pushing the question. But you don't realize by saying give him the Heksher, you really have to find an Etzem somewhere. Go ahead. So let's move on now. V'yisod dover ze nilmad hu me'asugi digitin. All right, a little bit of a complicated sugi over there. But what happened over there? Basically, there was a guy writing Sifrei Torah, right? So the Gemara says one shita holds, you can read it. You can use it. It's kosher. And the Gemara says that that's only if you hold that you don't need lishma. So this is Reb Chaim's own question. The problem is, what about the shemos? What about the askaros? He says the askaros definitely have to be lishma. Everybody agrees the askaros have to be lishma, he says. And he bases it on that Gemara. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's not really like a solid, there's no real Gemara that says that exactly, that there's though that everybody holds this way, but he's saying the Gemara does say that over there. And you find a machlokas by the Sefer Torah with that's Shlo, but there's no mention of any question of machlokas of the askaros being Shlo Lishma. So therefore, the problem is...
He doesn't say that the fact that the Gemara says you can read from it just implies that... You know.
Right, he doesn't want to say, and he doesn't want to say that since the Gemara says you can read from it, that sheet also holds you don't need the askaros Lishma. So he says, therefore, it's a big problem. How is it possible for the Sefer Torah to be kosher? It's true you don't need lishma by the Ksiva Sefer Torah, but for the askaros you need lishma. Okay. So he says like this. Says the sugi there also says that what? That if a Sefer Torah was written by a min, it has to be destroyed. And if it's written by a guy, it should be buried. And Rambam says Nilchus Sodei Torah, a very interesting thing. Now, why do you burn the Sefer Torah that's written by the Min? Why do you burn the Sefer Torah? Because he says, She'eino Maimin, because he's not a Maimin, V'kosev ha'oskoro shelo lishmon. And he writes the names, he writes the Shemos, without Kavan of Lishma. So he says, V'kash lefi ma'ashe kosavnu b'dasa Rambam, Dinochri eino bar lishma, v'kol ma'isav hein mufkoim mitoris lishma, im kein amai b'kosro nochri yiganez, min. So the powerful question. Another powerful question. Now what? That the Rambam says, if you write... The Rambam says what? Got to get the logical deductions of here, right? Not hard, but you just got to get it straight. That what? If a min writes a Sefer Torah, why does the Rambam say burn it? Of course, it's not lishma, right? And a Nachri is removed from the Lishma. So whatever every askar the Nachri writes also should be considered Shlo Lishma. So why is it Yiganes? It should be burned too? Right? So he says like this. The Pasha over here is like this. That the Din Lishma of Sefer Torah and the Din Lishma of the askaros are different. Yup. Just like he said before, now he's making a second cut. Right? First cut was lishma of the Ibud is different than the lishma of the Ksiva Sefer Torah. Now I got to make another cut. The lishma of the Sefer Torah is different than the lishma of the Askaros. Okay. So he says like this. The Ram says, a very interesting Ram. Ram says, Oval apikoris Yisrael shekosav Sefer Torah sarfenoso im ha'askaros shebo. Interesting, Rambam. V'lo kosvo lishmo elashu maila b'daito shezek kishar hadvarim. The whole v'daito kain lo niskadish Hashem. So, what's the main part of that? What's the main part of that phrase? What would you say?
Kishar
hadvarim. Kishar hadvarim. So he says that the Rambam says that if an apikaris Yisrael writes a Sefer Torah, you also burn it, even with the askaros. Why? Because since he's not a maimon in kedushas Hashem, and he didn't write lishmo, but it's maila b'daito shezek kishar dvarim. He's talking about the shemos. When he writes the shemos, he writes them like any other word. He writes them like a regular word.
So then,
therefore, there's no kedushas Hashem. Hare de le'inyan din kedushas askaros ein ze din kavona shel lishmo shehu be'emes dovar nosaf al maisa aksiva. Now here's where he's giving his idea. That what is the Rambam indicating? What's the indication in the Rambam? What's the indication of this phrase? You have to really be, you have to think into these things. What is the indication from this phrase? That the Kedusha of the Azkaros is not a Kavana of the Shmo that is added to the Maisa Ksiva. Ki im dehu ze b'maisa haksiva atzma. It's in the Maisa Ksiva itself. But this is troubling, right? This is troubling. Because we were saying all along that all the Shema is in the Maisa. All the Shema is in the Maisa.
Right?
Yeah, but there's a problem with what we're saying up to now. Now, up to now we're saying no Lishma is really a Din Nosaf. Isn't, aren't we saying it's not a Din Nosaf? I mean, if it's a Din Nosaf, so then you should have to think it. Din Nosaf, you're saying like an external thing. Like an added idea. Yeah, certainly, right?
But
Ksiva is the problem. Now he's saying, up to now, he had us thinking that Ibud is like a Din Nosaf, right? Ibud is a, but Ksiva is Atzmusa, right? But now he's saying, no, Ksiva is really not that way. Ksiva is also a Dover Nosaf on Maisa Ksiva. And the thing that's really about Atzmusa is what? Kiim, but Ksiva's Hashem is B'maisa Ksiva Atzma. Im nichtava b'tar shem lo. Everything is falling apart now. The whole thing is falling apart. Right? Because up to now we were saying when the thing is b'atzmo, then it's automatically the maisa. Now he's saying the opposite. Now, and when it's additive, then you have to think it. Now he's saying the opposite. He's saying really ksiva is a davar nosa. And that's why you don't have to have kavana. But the ksiva's hashem is b'atzmo, and therefore you have to have kavana. Isn't it just like a total reversal of everything he's been saying up to now? V'chol shehu nechtav b'toras shem, chal bei kedushas shem, v'ispe alav lo sason. V'kmo shekostav Rambam, dehafkoas kedushas shem, v'kosvo min, hum ipnei shehu maila b'daito, shezeh kishar advarim. Because that's what the Rambam says. Why is there no kedusha in the shem when the min writes it? Because he thinks it's an ordinary word. Ratzaloma glo nichta v'tor shem klal. It's not written as a shame. Of a lo diyesh bo din nosaf shal kavana lishmo. Not that it has an added idea of lishmo.
This other text is wrong. It's much, much better with that idea.
Right. Okay. So let's just try to understand. Forget about the problem forget about the problem of the past. Let's just try to understand what this idea is right now. Let's just take it from the standpoint of the Ksivas Hashem. What is he saying? What is he saying over here? What does he mean that it's a din? What does he mean it's a din in the Maisa?
Is it a second thing with the Lishma?
Let me ask you a question. What is the Lishma of Ksivas Hashem? The Lishma of Ksivas Hashem, he's saying, is what? Knowing that it's a shame.
That's not in the Ksivas, in the Gavra. That's in the Kosev. Right? That's why he said B'tar. Shame.
In other words, he's saying that and what's the Lishma of Ksivas Sefer Torah? That you're doing this ksiva for a Sefer Torah. Right? That this is the ksiva of a Sefer Torah. It's the ksiva of a Sefer Torah. Whereas by the shame, the kavana is what? That it is a shame. What's the difference between those two? What's the difference between those two? In other words, he's saying like this. He's saying that Writing a shame is a different kind of writing. Writing a shame is a completely different species of writing. The writing of a Sefer Torah is not a different kind of a writing than anything else. Okay, it's writing words. It's writing words. It's not different in terms of the misa of writing. Okay, it's copying a text. It's printing a text. Not different in terms of the misa at all. The only thing is, this misa is part of a process of asiyah sefer Torah. Okay? But in terms of the writing, I wouldn't say he's doing a different misa of ksiva than if he was writing, if he was copying over another parsha, just for practice. Learning is aleph beis, right? Writing over letters, stam words. What makes this the ksiva of a sefer Torah is that it's a ksiva that's qualified by an overall process of asiyah sefer Torah. Okay. Now that process of asiyah sefer Torah can be self-defining. That since my ksiva produces the text that is the sefer Torah, memela I'm involved in the ksiva of making a sefer Torah. Okay, but it's only it's a regular ksiva with a self-determined purpose, because it's a ksiva that's producing a greater entity. Each word is a word, and in the right order and the right parshios, they produce an entity of a Torah. Okay, but he's saying writing a shame, writing the shame Hashem, is a different misa entirely. It's a different misa. It's not an ordinary ksiva. It's not an ordinary ksiva. What is it really? Really what it is in order to... It's really like a misa of naming. Naming something means you know it and you identify it. Okay? That's an activity. That's a human thought process. To name something, to be mazkir something, to mention somebody, to identify them, is a mental idea. It's a mental process. It requires the mind to have an idea of the thing that you're talking about and say that this word identifies it. So he's saying, if a person does not believe in Hashem and they write the shame, they're just writing like a regular word. It's just a regular process of writing. Just transcribing osios, right? It in no sense is a ksiva, it in no sense is a kriyas shem biksav. It's not a process of knowing and identifying. It's just the physical act of transcribing words, of transcribing a word. You understand? But when you know it, and you have kavana, this is a shame Hashem, when I write it, it's not really writing. It's really being mazkir Hashem biksav. You understand? Really the essence of the activity is mental. But its expression is biksav. It's really the lishma of the shemos is not a regular writing for a purpose. That's a lishma that's nosaf. When he means it's nosaf, means there's no difference between the maisa ksiva here and the maisa ksiva writing a composition. In terms of ksiva, in terms of the act, what activity is the gavra involved in? He's just simply involved in the maisa ksiva. I don't mean to tell you. Which maisa is he doing? He's doing a maisa ksiva. Okay? What activity is he involved in? Well, if the ksiva is the text of the Torah, then he's involved via ksiva, he's involved with us in a siyah sefer Torah. Right? Right? But the maisa that he's doing is really a maisa with his pen and the paper. That's the maisa that he's doing. Okay? The maisa is ksiva. The activity is Sefer Torah. So that's a davar nosaf. That's a lishma that's nosaf to the activity, to the maisa. The maisa is the ksiva, and what's added to it is, we qualify this is a ksiva of. This is a ksiva of. Okay? Now, if you can have that, if you're capable of receiving that shame, of being involved in this activity, then your ksiva will be lishma automatically. If you're a guy, it will not be lishma. You understand? But when you write the shame Hashem properly, what activity are you really involved in? You're really involved in a yediyas Hashem and an azkaras Hashem. That's really the activity he's doing. That's the essence of what he's doing. How is he doing it physically? Through the pen. But how is he? It's like naming the thing. It's like looking at the thing and calling its name. Or looking at the thing and writing its name. That's a different activity. That's a different activity. That's a mental activity. It's not really a physical activity. You know, the essence of it is mental. And if you're not thinking about what you're saying, then you're just writing words. You're not really writing. A shame as a true shame is only when it identifies something. If a person's not a maimon in the thing that the shame identifies, he cannot be writing a shame. He can be writing a word, but not a shame. You understand? It's a very, very sharp point. So that's why he's saying the lishma of the azkaros is be'etzem ha'maisa. What does it mean? It means with the right kavana, you're changing the actual activity that you're involved in. You're not just involved in ksiva. That's not really what you're involved in. Ksiva is really a tool of the thing that you really are involved in. You're really involved in kriyas shem. But when you make a bracha, you do kriyas shem b'peh. When you write a Torah, it's kriyas shem b'ksav. You understand? That's really, it's a different activity entirely. And if you cannot be a maimon, just like you can't answer amen to a min's bracha, right, because it's not a shevach, you can't, his ksiva sefer Torah, his ksiva askaros is a nothing. It's just a kriyas devarim. It's not a kriyas, it's not a kriyas shame. You understand? So, but that's what he means. That's exactly what he means. One is be'etzem ha'maisa, meaning it's a new essential idea. It's a new activity. It's not ksiva at all. Whereas Sefer Torah is always ksiva, but be'etzem it could be the asiyah Sefer Torah. That, in terms of that activity, it's an essence. But in terms of what the maisa is, it's essentially a maisa ksiva. The purpose, the intrinsic purpose, will define the greater activity of the gavra. But what he's doing is ksiva. The maisa, the naked maisa, is ksiva. Right? So a guy can do ksiva, but he can't do asiyah sefer Torah, because that's a din no stuff. Whenever the maisa needs to be qualified by a purpose, the guy can't have it. He'll just have the maisa. So ksiva sefer Torah is a maisa ksiva. Is a maisa ksiva with an activity of asiyah sefer Torah. So he'll just be reduced to a ksiva. So if you hold a sefer Torah's kasher just from the maisa ksiva, that's a sefer Torah's kasher shelo lishma. The guy can produce the sefer Torah, right? But if you hold ksiva needs lishma, then he can't. All he can do is a ksiva. He can't do a maisa of asiyah sefer Torah. But a guy can do any asiyah. Any maisa. Anything that's a maisa, a guy can do. Okay? So the ksivas Hashem, the ksiva of the Azkaros, doesn't need the lishma to qualify what doesn't need the lishma as an additive qualification on top of the asiyah, on top of the maisa. It changes the maisa itself.
He can do it.
So he can do it. That's why the Sefer Torah that the guy was writing was kosher. Why? Because in terms of ksiva Sefer Torah, you don't need lishma. Right? All you need is ksiva, and he definitely has ksiva of osios, ksiva of tevos. He definitely has that ksiva. Aye, what about the din of ksiva lishma by the shame? That he also has. Because that's a maisa, that's a mental maisa. That is the maisa itself. It's not do this maisa while thinking this. See, we get rid of that idea. There's no tolerance for that idea. Okay, because when I first read this, I said, oh, I see. He's saying the ksivas Hashem is really a maisa that requires a mental, an accompanying mental act, right? But it is a mental act. That's what it is. It is essentially a mental act. That's what changes the whole character of what you're doing. So that he can do. So lishma always is a definition of the maisa. Always. Lishma is always a definition of the maisa. But the question is it defining the maisa itself? Meaning to say, he's not a kosev anymore. He's now a mazkir shame, right? So that type of a lishma the guy can have. That type of lishma the guy can have. It's just like saying when the guy takes a stick and scratches the ground, his kavana will determine whether he's a choresh or a soser, whatever. You know, I mean, that's just the kavana defining what the maisa is. You understand? But that's the etzem ha-maisa. That's the etzem ha-maisa itself. But over here, by ksiva sefer Torah, the lishma never changes the maisa itself. He's not a kosev. He always is a kosev. Even with lishma, he's a kosev. It's just, what is he a kosev of? Now, that's his point. So when you write the shame, it's not that you're a kosev of a name. Because that you don't need das for. That you don't need to know what it is. Just be kosev of the name. Saying it's more than that.
Naming.
You're naming. It's a maisa of naming. And unless you know the name, you can't do the maisa of naming. Unless what it's identifying is real to you, you can't be involved in naming. So the guy can be involved in that. With the Yisrael Omid Agabav, he says the guy can learn what it means, what a Shem Hashem is. He'll learn that, and he'll know it. And then you'll tell him to do it, and we'll trust him. And we'll trust him. That's what he says. You'll trust him. But in terms of the Lishma of Sefer Torah, he can never do. Because that is an extra involvement of the Gavra. That's a din of the activity, the overall activity that his Maisa is serving. The difference between a Maisa that's serving an activity and a different Maisa completely. That's the essence of what his Chilik is. That's what he means. One is a din Nosaf and one is Be'etzem. The Kavana sometimes will just say that Maisa is for this. It's Ksiva. But not a ksiva of a story, it's a ksiva of a Torah. But it doesn't change the maisa. But writing a shame is a different maisa completely. It uses ksiva, but essentially it's a maisa of cognition. And if you read with this idea, well, you'll see later, as he finishes up these last two paragraphs, it's perfectly clear that that's exactly what he means. That's exactly what he means. You'll see later. But that's how he answers the question. The Sefer Torah that was written by the guy is because they don't need Lishma. So since you don't need Lishma, it means all you need is the Maisa Ksiva. By Sefer Torah, all you need is the Maisa Ksiva. I, the Lishma of the Azkaros, that the guy can do. Why? Because that's simply another Maisa. It's another Maisa. Lishma over there means something else. He's not Mufka from the Maisa of being Mazki Hashem Shemayim. He's not mufka from that maisa. He's mufka from the asiya of a cheftza of kedusha sefer Torah. If you need that asiya, but if you hold you don't need the asiya of kedusha sefer Torah, all you need is the ksiva of a sefer Torah, and the kedusha emerges automatically, then he's fine. See, that's really the machlokas. That's really the difference between whether you say sefer Torah needs lishma or not. Means how does a sefer Torah like a sukkah? There's a Kedusha Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Sukkah too. Right? But that doesn't need, you don't need to, all you need to do is the physical act of L'Shem Tzeil. All you need to do is to make an Ohel. Right? The physical Maisa of making an Ohel, and then the Kedusha is Chal by itself. Right? So that's the question. If by a Sefer Torah that's the same thing, all you need is the Maisa of Ksiva, and then the Kedusha is Chal by itself, then the guy can do it too. But if the Kedusha only comes about through an activity of Kedusha, right, through an asiya of the Gavra, of the entity. The guy doesn't have to be mechavin that he's making a sukkah when he makes a sukkah. All he has to be mechavin for is ohel. A sukkah's ganvach is good, right? If the shepherd makes a sukkah to stop the sun, that's a sukkah.
comment for it, just because the intent itself defines perfect, isn't it?
You see, this is where we have to take the facts and the idea and separate them just for the purpose of understanding them a little bit better. In other words, even though he's building up the whole thing that if you hold Sefer Torah is that even if you say hold Sefer Torah needs kavod, needs lishma, you don't have to have in mind that you're doing that. But conceptually, the person is involved in an asiyas Sefer Torah. And the guy can't be involved in the idea of Asiya Sefer Torah. He can be involved in Ksiva of the Osios Sefer Torah, but just like the guy who's not a judge and gives a decision, can give a decision, but he can't be involved in administering justice, right? The guy can do the Maisa of Ksiva. So now it depends. If the Sefer Torah, that's the Machlokas now, if Sefer Torah requires simply the ksiva, right, no activity, no overall activity of asiyas Sefer Torah, you don't have to be involved in that kind of thing, he doesn't need to have that stamp. You just need the maisa ksiva, just like just making an ohel, then the guy can do that too. But if there's a din nosaf, that not only do you need a maisa ksiva, but we have to be able to say that you're involved in a process of Kedusha, then the guy can't have that, can't be involved in that overall process of Kedusha. Now it's true, Lemaisa, even though we say you have to be involved in the process of Kedusha, it doesn't require your Kavana to do it, but Lemaisa, you are.
Right.
Lemaisa, you are involved in the Maisa of Kedusha, and the guy can't. Right? That's why he says that, that's how he works it out. That if you hold, right, that's how he works out the Shita. Okay, so let's just, maybe tomorrow we just finish up to the end, right? Because there's not much more. Conceptually, there's not much more. This is really the main conceptual point. He just has a nice rye over there in the end. But we're here, might as well get the whole picture.